How are we today? Doing fine, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Fresh off of a thrilling weekend. I had a great time, a thrilling weekend.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
What's so good about it? I got laid this weekend. It was fantastic.
On 1340 WKGN.
How was yours?
Mine was good. A lot of yard work. I got a grill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's basically the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I got a grill.
Did you get to use it?
Yep.
Hour two kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Drink what you truly want. Truly, 100 calories, only 1 gram of sugar. It's a healthier alternative. Ditch the beer belly bloat and pick you up a 12-pack of Truly, 5% alcohol. All right, CM McClure, Hour 2 headlines, collision course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Vanderbilt
sucks.
Vanderbilt will bring back Derek Mason for the 2020 football season.
Good for him.
Vanderbilt confirmed through their athletics director, Malcolm Turner, today, as Turner said, look, this has been a disappointing year without question, but we are going to focus on root causes. We have had 50 years of routine kick-the-can coaching changes without accompanying the fundamental underlying change. Out of respect for those who truly support Vanderbilt and with the focus on building a successful cycle need to break, they're bringing back Derek Mason.
What do we think? Because I feel like they probably should.
He's 26-46. He's 10-37 in the SEC. He took them to bowl games in 2 of the last 3 years. But he's never posted a winning record. Greatly underachieved this year. They're 2-8. 1-6 in the SEC.
What do you think? Do you think Derek Mason should be fired, or do you think he should keep his job?
He's got a horrible record, but he's at Vanderbilt.
Yes, those are the facts. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. I mean, what's the – Franklin got him to 9 wins, but the East was down when he did that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're not going to win with Derek Mason. Obviously, you're not going to win at Vanderbilt, though. I don't understand why they don't think outside the box. I don't know why they don't bring a triple option to the SEC. That's what I would probably do, at least become the team that teams don't want to play.
Well, then fire him and go get Ken Niumatalolo.
Either him or Jeff Monken from Army. Although Army's taking a step back, but at least, like, Jeff Monken's pretty good.
I'd get Ken Niumatalolo. That way you can bring in the Samoan players, too.
Yeah, but Monken's best year is probably better than Navy's best year, right? I feel like Army, I guess Navy's in the top 25, too, sometimes. And Navy has, it seems as this year, although this year, it does seem like Navy at least became a little bit of a passing team, too, with their triple option. I saw them run some shotgun earlier this year, but they got drilled by Notre Dame. I mean, I don't know. You're not going to win big in the SEC, but I do think if you brought ran a triple option, you'd have a better chance of consistently getting to a bowl game.
Or maybe get to 8 wins here and there like Georgia Tech.
Yeah, just follow Georgia Tech's model, which, you know, the ACC is easier than the SEC, so maybe you don't get those 2 extra wins, but
yeah, and with
you'd at least become the team that people don't want to play. Like, oh, we're gonna get just cut blocked for 3 hours. That sucks.
But with Georgia and Florida being back in good shape and Tennessee on the rise, I think the years of Vanderbilt being able to win 9 games in the SEC are over.
Oh, yeah.
They had their moment with James Franklin.
I'm not saying
anything
about winning 9 games. I'm just talking about putting a competent product on the field because they're not even competent right now. I just think Vanderbilt should think outside the box and do something different. Like, triple options where I go in college football in that respect. But maybe they hire somebody who just goes complete spread offense and never punts and goes for every fourth down type of thing.
So you say fire Derek Mason.
I'm just saying Derek Mason's not going to win there. It's not going to get better. He is what he is. Also, if Vanderbilt's not going to go outside the box, there's no sense in hiring somebody else, though. There's no sense in them paying buyouts if they're not going to actually try to hire somebody good.
If I was Derek Mason, I would want out of there. Because he's a good defensive coach.
Just like start over, like get fired, go be somebody's defensive coordinator and like revitalize your career?
I don't know. I mean, would that be a good job to be the Vanderbilt head coach?
I mean, I'd rather be a head coach than a coordinator, though. Because it's not like it's not like he's going to get hired at the highest level of D1 to be a defensive coordinator, right? Like, he's not going to go to like Ohio State or Alabama.
No.
Clemson.
No, but I mean, most guys can't go to those jobs.
No, I understand. So, like,
he could go to Bama.
Maybe.
I bet Saban would hire him as a DC. I don't know.
You'd hire him at least as an analyst. I don't know. I'd rather be a head coach than a coordinator, except for like maybe a couple opportunities. I don't know. Either way, any more headlines?
That was only one.
Well, then I assume you have more. That was my polite way of saying, give me more.
Ex-Ravens offensive coordinator Matty Morningweg is denying a report that he wanted to move Lamar Jackson to wide receiver. Apparently, the former Ravens OC denied the report after former GM Mike Lombardi said on the GM Shuffle podcast Monday that Morningweg was not a believer in Lamar Jackson. That quarterback said he kept asking, when are we going to move him to receiver? Morningweg now denying that he suggested a position change for Lamar Jackson.
I love that the Ravens get credit for what they did with Lamar Jackson, but you know it can't be overstated. They also passed on Lamar Jackson at 20. I think they were drafting 25th in that draft, and they took Hayden Hurst from USC, and then just happened to trade back up at the end of the first round to get Lamar Jackson. But you know, 31 teams are like, nah, we're good. We don't need Lamar, and they were one of them. The 32nd team traded their pick, so.
About 25 of those teams wish they had him now.
I would say maybe even higher than 25.
Maybe 28.
Yeah. That would be bad to be the guy like that gets a shot on the way out basically saying, hey, this guy wanted him to play wide receiver.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Turned out to not be a very good idea. The Miami.
Probably would be a good wide receiver, though.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he's a really good quarterback, but he'd probably be a good wide receiver, too.
He's a fine player all around. The Miami Dolphins have cut running back Mark Walton after he allegedly struck a pregnant woman.
That's no good.
The running back was arrested Tuesday morning on a charge of aggravated battery of a pregnant woman, according to a document released, police document to ESPN.
That's no good.
Walton's accused of pushing the woman into a wall and then punching her several times in her face and head.
It's actually bad.
He is being booked into the Broward County Jail. The officer called to the scene observed swelling on the woman's left eye. She's 5 weeks pregnant. Walton is the father. It's like a Jerry Springer turn there. Feel like they should have put that he was the father in the main details of the story.
Yeah, probably.
Is Jerry Springer still a thing? Does he still got shows?
Good question. I don't know.
I feel like this would be a good Jerry Springer episode.
I don't know. A woman got punched in the face.
Mm-hmm. Imagine what Jerry Springer would say about that.
I feel like he kind of sticks away from actual crimes.
Make a good episode. The aggravated battery allegedly occurred at 4:15 a.m. on Tuesday. So the Dolphins have cut ties with him.
All right.
He was already two games through a four-game league suspension for violating a substance abuse policy. So Mark Walton likes weed and hitting his baby mama.
And he's not very good at football either, so I would imagine he is not going to be back in the league anytime soon.
Rob Gronkowski still not saying never on a return, but he did say it won't be in 2019. Interesting thing about the NFL playoffs, they're in 2020.
I don't think it works that way. I think you got to be on a roster prior to that. I don't know what the deadline is, though. I know in like the NBA it's March, but I don't know about the NFL.
Well, he hasn't ruled out a plan to return in the future still, but he does not plan to do it this year. Again, he said, I wouldn't say never coming back. I'm 30. I'm young. I'll stay fit, watch the game whenever I can. I'll still enjoy it. Feeling good. But, you know, 1 year off could possibly be the case, or maybe 2 years off, man.
I mean, if Jason Witten came back after a year when he was old, I'd imagine Gronk could get healthy and that body will probably be feeling pretty good next offseason, right? Although, like, the problem's going to be, like, Brady. Like, yeah. You think Gronk's watching the Patriots? Like, hey, man, I'm not going out there to watch Brady throw balls at my feet. I'm good. I'm going to wait and go to Baltimore, catch some from Lamar Jackson.
Oh, what a traitor he would be.
Now, I don't know how that works.
What a traitor.
I don't know if he would have that option.
I don't think he could do that.
Yeah. I know your team holds your rights after you retire for a while, so I don't know.
Another note on the Patriots here. Antonio Brown has posted an apology to Patriots owner Robert Kraft. He said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Kraft. I apologize sincerely to you and the organization. All I wanted to be was an asset to the organization. Sorry for the bad media and the drama. Thank you sincerely, AB," he said on Instagram. Didn't he play one game for them?
Yep. Caught a touchdown.
He posted a picture of him and Tom Brady hugging.
Tom Brady probably really wishes he was still there. Because like I said, Tom Brady kind of stinks this year. They need a wide receiver. They had a top 10 wide receiver and let him go. By the way, Matt Brackall writes in, Jerry Springer has a judge show now. He has a Judge Judy ripoff show, apparently. So he's graduated from talk show host to show judge.
Hmm.
And he also says that November 30th is the deadline to be on a roster. So, yeah.
Okay.
So Gronk not coming back for the playoffs either.
Jim Harbaugh said yesterday on his team's improved play, you can't plant potatoes one day and expect to eat potato salad the next day.
It's a good life lesson. Who said that?
Jim Harbaugh.
I don't know if you can say that if you're Jim Harbaugh, though. Like, it's year five. Like, if I plant potatoes,
they should be done within 5 years.
They should be done by now, especially if I'm spending a lot of money on the said potato maintenance. Like, I'm giving you a lot of money to get these potatoes up and running. This is year five, right? Am I wrong? Is it year four? What year is this for Harbaugh?
I don't know, but he's also wrong in what he's saying. Because you can plant potatoes and eat potato salad the next day.
Just maybe not from those potatoes.
Right.
But you can still eat potato salad.
Yeah, you can go buy potatoes at the store.
Year five for Harbaugh. You're going to finish 9-3.
Who plants potatoes?
Potato farmers?
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But aren't they all in Idaho? I mean, who in Michigan is planting potatoes? What do they even grow? Can they grow any crops in Michigan? I mean, I know a little further south of there, they grow a lot of corn, like in Illinois.
When you think corn, you think of Illinois?
I think Illinois is the number one corn producer.
Really?
Maybe it's Iowa. Illinois is top two, top three.
Huh.
I think
corn, more like Indiana for corn versus Illinois, but then I think of like Nebraska just because of the corn.
I want to say the top corn producers.
Can you give me the states of the top corn producers in America, please?
I'm pretty sure it's Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska. It's
really weird that you.
Indiana and. Is it Missouri or maybe Kansas? I think Illinois is the number one corn producer.
Okay.
This is from 2016. Iowa's number one. Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, Minnesota, Indiana. That's the top five.
Okay, so Minnesota's far north, so I was right about Indiana or Illinois.
No, you're wrong. They're not number one.
At one point I said Iowa. I think maybe Iowa's number one, Illinois' number two.
You can't just name five different states and then claim you're right.
Iowa one, Illinois two, right, Cam?
Yeah.
I said that.
Yeah.
Tennessee is 17th.
Where is the corn here? Corn doesn't grow here on Rocky Top. The dirt here is too rocky by far.
The whole state's not Rocky Top.
I'm aware. I think I've made my fair share of trips across the state.
Well, then you would have seen corn stalks and fields. We have a farm that we grow corn on.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, congrats.
No congrats needed, although we do use it for silage. We use it to feed the cattle. But corn does grow in Tennessee.
Not on Rocky Top.
Just maybe not in the mountains. Not really.
Doesn't grow here. The dirt's too rocky. By far.
I would say there's some place in Knoxville that grows corn as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the Rocky Top he's referring to is like the...
Folks here get their corn from a jar.
That is... We like our whiskey and our moonshine.
It's moonshine whiskey.
And yeah. Michigan is the eighth most potato producing state.
Well, son of a bitch.
You got that one wrong. Why don't you do a little victory lap on that one?
Michigan is number eight.
I said that.
Michigan's number eight in potato production.
Hey.
They are?
Hey, I said that.
Stop.
Hey.
Stop.
Hey, I said that Michigan couldn't grow corn or potatoes.
They don't grow corn.
They're actually number eight.
They don't grow
in potatoes.
A lot of corn.
They're number eight in potatoes.
Although if Minnesota's growing that much corn, Michigan could probably grow corn.
I would say so.
I gotta go back to the corn.
You don't have to. It's fine.
It's weird that Minnesota's in the top
Michigan's 13th in corn.
Where's Tennessee come at potatoes? Because I do not know any potato farmers in Tennessee. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying I've never seen that personally. So I do wonder, can we grow potatoes?
Potatoes could grow in East Tennessee, maybe.
I feel like it probably could. For some reason, I feel like potatoes need to have a cold climate. So I don't know.
Potatoes can grow on, like.
Give me the top potato states, please.
Okay. I only have the top 10 off the rip here.
So we're not in the top 10, and you said
we're not in the top 10.
Is Idaho number one for potatoes?
Now it's asking me to pay $59 a month to read this?
Did you know that like 70% of the potatoes grown in Idaho go straight to McDonald's?
Okay, I got the
top 10.
Like
70%.
It's pretty good.
It's ridiculous.
Top 10 is Idaho.
That's how these chicken farmers are. Like there's a guy who opened up, there's these chicken farmers from, you know, down where I'm from. And they basically just had their contract signed with Chick-fil-A. Basically, they were just like, hey, we're just going to grow you chicken. So it's like you're working for them, and that's a pretty Christian job. Yeah. You just
at least it's real chicken.
Yeah.
Instead of like the patty you get.
Yeah, but they're right next to like this racetrack. So I'm like, does the racetrack not bother the chickens? I would think like noise would bother chickens whenever they're trying to lay eggs and stuff.
You think?
I don't know. Maybe
are,
not.
Are they free-roaming chickens?
No, they're very caged up. You can't have free-roaming chickens whenever you have.
By a racetrack.
Well, that plus when you have like hundreds of them.
I think it would be kind of funny if they were free roaming by a racetrack.
Just and the racetrack?
The drivers had to dodge them.
I would go maybe watch in that case. Although, have I ever told you about the Bunny Land place? Not the Bunny
I've
Ranch.
I've been there.
The Bunny Land golf course?
No.
And
oh, yeah, you did tell me about that.
It sounds good in theory, but I
would not. Cockfighting?
No.
Maybe that's a different thing.
No, like they had live bunnies running on the golf, on the putt-putt golf place.
And the bunnies were dying.
And people were hitting the bunnies with the golf balls.
That's right. You did tell me about that.
So I imagine that the chicken thing would equally go bad. The chicken racing would be getting ran over a lot, and it wouldn't be as cool as you think it is. Because I still remember those deformed bunnies limping around, begging me to end their misery.
Please don't hit me with the golf ball.
No, it was more like, please, just kill me. Kill me, please.
Just standing in front of the hole.
Yeah, like, I'm not moving. Just put it through my head, please.
Why were there bunnies on the putt-putt course?
I guess because in theory it sounds like a cool thing. Like, hey, the bunnies are the obstacles. But then they didn't realize that people are usually jerks and people are going to abuse that. And a lot of tourists, like, snot-nosed, like, teenagers. I guess teenagers probably don't have snotty noses. But punk teenagers.
I imagine they do.
Come in and just try to hurt people, hurt bunnies.
Did PETA get involved in any way?
Nah, the guy went crazy and killed them all.
All the bunnies?
Yeah. Beat them with a bat. That's how legend goes.
Could he not have just shot them?
Probably could have, but that would have been a lot of bullets when you could just take a bat to all of them.
I feel like it would be harder to catch them. Well, no, if they're deformed, they're probably already.
You wouldn't want to touch them, probably. There was a thing, like he was like, he believed in like Indian spirits and he got possessed or something to go kill them. So he went and took a club out one night and killed them. You got the potato ranking?
Sounds like a real winner.
I do. Okay, so Idaho's number one, of course.
Obviously.
Followed by Washington.
Okay.
Wisconsin. Oregon. North Dakota.
So far it seems like I'm right. It kind of needs to be cold.
Yeah, it seems like it. Seems like it's fine. I don't know if that's
right.
Colorado, Minnesota,
cold?
Michigan.
Cold?
And then California,
not
Maine.
Cold.
California's cold up north.
Okay, cold.
But those Maine's are the top
cold.
10. Apparently, only like 30 states grow potatoes.
Apparently, Michael writes in saying that Crossville grows a lot of potatoes.
That's
Crossville,
weird.
Tennessee, which is kind of mountainous there, I guess.
It's weird.
Or on the plateau, I guess. I don't know if that's considered cold or not. Huh. Okay, well, good.
Now,
back to headlines,
maybe
Cody.
Your theory's right. Maybe it needs to be kind of cold.
Okay. I feel like that's a win. I'll take that win. I don't get many when it comes to this, so I'll take one. Is that a board win? Can I get a board win?
I feel like
win?
You get plenty of wins.
That's true. All right, stick with us. Talk Sports, Fan Run Radio. Come.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much to drink.
So we talked about this yesterday. College football game day or whatever is going to be at Ohio State this weekend. So is the Big Ten Network's kickoff show. So is Fox's Big Noon show. Or Big Noon kickoff show, whatever the hell it's called. Apparently, if you go read the tweets replying to College Game Day's announcement, there's a lot of Ohio State fans that are like, nah, we're good. Don't come. A lot of Ohio State fans are like, nah, we're going to see Urban Meyer. We're going to go hang out there. We don't want people. We don't want ESPN here. Because ESPN has shown such a bias towards the SEC and against the Big Ten and against Ohio State.
Those Ohio people really believe that, don't they?
I mean, I do think if you lived elsewhere, if you weren't a fan of the SEC and if you did not deal with the SEC constantly, you would feel that way, wouldn't you? That there was a bias in favor of the SEC? Whether or not it's justified, you would feel that way.
I don't know. If I put myself in their shoes,
I think there's an SEC bias.
Maybe. I don't know.
Especially when ESPN signed, you know, to cover, you know, the SEC network and put, you know, the primetime ESPN games on and such.
Well, I mean, when is the SEC in primetime?
Does ESPN not?
Well, I mean, they do have the 7 o'clock game.
Yeah, I mean, that's primetime.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, ABC never has the SEC.
No, they don't.
That's the parent company.
No, they don't.
You would think if ESPN had interest in the SEC, wouldn't ABC also? They always show the Big Ten or, you know, the Big 12. I mean, they're not that. So I think that kind of rules that out. If they want a true primetime, they'd put it on ABC. Because everybody gets ABC.
I guess the SEC is never on ABC, huh?
Never.
We were there for the Virginia Tech game, right?
We were there for the Oklahoma game.
And for the Virginia Tech game, right? Wasn't that ABC?
I want to say that was ESPN.
Okay. I was at the game.
You might be
not
right
to brag.
There. Yeah, I was too.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I am bragging. I was on like row 10, which was – I actually could see the field. Unlike a lot of people who were up in the upper stands at Bristol.
And I could see just fine.
Could hardly see. You were up in the upper deck?
No, I was in the lower deck.
Row 10 or?
No, it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was still.
Not quite as good as where I was at.
Yeah, no, I could still see fine though.
Yeah. You were like row 30 or something.
Was it on ABC?
It was on ABC.
I thought so.
Okay.
Look at the big brain on me.
Guess it was. I know the Oklahoma game was in 2015 though because it featured Oklahoma. So.
I was at that game, too, not to brag, so I don't know.
Well, ABC does carry ACC games, though, because, you know, Florida State will be in that primetime slot sometimes. Well, not anymore, but like the Florida State-Clemson game a few years ago when it was a big game.
So you're sure that Tennessee was on ABC whenever they played Oklahoma?
I am positive. No, I'm not.
I don't think you are. Because
no, I'm not positive.
Dexter writes in saying the ABC is not contractually obligated or not contractually allowed to show games inside of SEC stadiums because of CBS's exclusivity on that.
Kirk Herbstreit was on the call for that game.
For Oklahoma, Tennessee?
I swear to God that was an ABC.
Whoa.
ABC
I swear
game.
To my God. Whoa. Because you don't seem very confident here, so I don't want you to go in to swear to the big man upstairs.
That was an ABC game. I'm confident that was an ABC game.
How confident are you?
I'd put money on it.
Are you guaranteeing it? You trying to get a reaction? You trying to get a read on Cam as he Googles the research?
It was ABC.
What type of repercussions are we going to find? Are we going to give you if you're wrong?
I'm not wrong.
Okay, what kind of repercussions are you willing to offer up? Because I think that you might be confused in 2015 with 2014?
So we're talking about the one Tennessee hosted, right?
Yeah. I think the one Tennessee hosted was not on ABC, but the one that Tennessee was at Oklahoma was on ABC.
The one we hosted was
ESPN.
On ESPN.
Yeah. Big L for Cody.
So I was right.
No, you were not.
The Tennessee-Oklahoma game was on ABC.
Yeah. No, You were wrong.
2014.
No.
ABC.
Like I said, I think you were confusing the road game and the home game.
I mean, all I said was Tennessee-Oklahoma was on ABC.
Is that the one you meant? You're going to be honest and claim that?
Nope.
Okay. That's nice of you.
I don't admit defeat.
Oh, I see. You're not admitting defeat.
No, I do not admit defeat.
So you were referencing the road game whenever you said that?
Yeah, I was talking about 2014. Stop trying to hurt my pride.
Okay.
Phillip Rivers has a 17.7 passer rating when trailing by one possession.
Yeah, he's not
in
good.
The last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
How long is that? How long does that stat date back to?
Just this year.
Okay, I was going to say, because he's not been bad his whole career with it, but he's been bad this year with it, and that's the reason they're 4-7. Last year, I feel like they won those games. Like, last time Phillip Rivers was in Kansas City, he had that big comeback where they scored at the end, then went for two with Mike Williams and won that game.
So we were talking about, what, Ohio State people?
Yeah, Ohio State's boycotting the ESPN College Game Day, apparently. All the replies to the tweet are just like, no. Go somewhere else.
So what if the, I mean, ESPN does have an SEC bias. They're still going to get in the playoff. I mean, they still have as good of an opportunity as anybody.
You mean Ohio State?
Yeah. I mean, they're probably the best team in the country.
This year, yeah. But, I mean, I would say they probably still feel like it's affected them recently. Like, they had to scratch their way in 2015. They got left out 2 years ago to an Alabama team that didn't win their division.
That team was better.
They had one less loss.
That Alabama team would have beat them.
Probably.
They had their chance against Bama, and they beat Bama and with Ezekiel Elliott.
Maybe they were like, hey, we deserve the benefit of the doubt now because we beat them.
I don't know. Depends on how far back you want to go. They didn't fare well against the SEC in the mid-2000s.
They did not.
They played LSU for a national title. They lost. They played Florida for a national title. They lost.
If I was Ohio State, I would say that was because of Jim Tressel.
They played Miami for a national title. They won.
Jim Tressel.
Remember that game?
I do. I was watching at a skating rink.
A ring?
Rink.
Rink? Why don't they call it a rink?
It's called a rink, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But why? Because when I was a kid, I thought it was skating ring.
I did, too. I always called it the skating ring.
And then my grandma would be like, it's rink. What do you mean, rink? It's not a word.
It's a good question. Cam, can you give the answer to that, please? Why is it skating rink and not ring?
These are the thoughts that kept me out of the really good schools.
I mean, the definition of rink is just an enclosed area of ice for skating, ice hockey, or curling.
Oh, so no, I was at the skating ring, I guess, because it wasn't frozen. I was rollerblading. Mm. Or, inline
yeah,
skating.
So maybe they,
you never went
maybe
ice skating?
Just didn't, yeah.
I mean, I've been ice skating before, but we didn't have an ice skating place in Athens. We had a roller ring.
That doesn't sound fun.
It was a lot of fun, although a lot of kids would show up in fifth and sixth grade with casts on their hands from falling at the skating rink.
I got to be honest. I never skated. I never could ice skate. I never could rollerblade.
Couldn't do it, or you just didn't want to do it?
Top heavy. Too top heavy.
Always fall whenever you tried it?
Yeah. Even when I put on the four-wheel skates.
I thought the four-wheel skates are still hard, man.
They're not as hard as rollerblades, are they? Like the straight wheels?
I don't know. I feel like the straight wheels are easier than the four.
Really?
I don't like the four.
I think the four was supposed to be easier.
Am I supposed to be? I don't know.
I didn't like the four. Well,
I didn't like the four.
I can do both, but.
Shout out to Cam. Can do both.
Hey, we rollerbladed in Atlanta.
I'm sure
you
Cam
know,
had
you've
balance.
Seen Atlanta. Y'all seen the movie.
I did not watch that movie.
Oh, okay. Rink
like,
is a Scottish.
I was like, T.I. is a lead actor. And was Bow Wow in that movie, too? Was it T.I. and Bow Wow? I was like, I'm good. Even as a kid, I was like, I don't need this one. So, no, I did not watch ATL, especially when I found out it was about rollerblading.
Rink is a Scottish word meaning course.
So, do you call it so if you're rollerblading, is it still a skating rink?
It's still a skating rink.
Okay.
Yeah.
A skating ring would be probably like illegal skating.
Yeah.
Like a drug skating ring operation.
Yeah.
They have a skating ring going down at the skating rink.
It's always just would skate for a little bit and then just go play Cruisin' USA. I was pretty good at that game.
Cruisin' USA, yeah. I used to play that.
Yeah.
That was the one where you drove on streets
yeah.
that were like
Cruise the USA.
Yeah, I played that.
Yeah.
I played that. There was another game. It was like Taxi Drivers or Taxi something. Not the movie, Taxi. It was
the one that they made a Dreamcast game?
I don't know. It was one of those. It was an arcade. You sat in the chair. In the taxi. Yeah, and you could drive. I want to say it was modeled after the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah, that was like one of the first games they released for Dreamcast. They didn't release a lot of games for Dreamcast, but I did like Taxi Driver.
Yeah, that was fun.
I did like
I used to
game.
Always play that in the... Yeah. It was one of my favorite arena games.
Now you play that for real.
I was like, did that inspire you, the Uber?
Yeah.
I used to love the taxi driving game, so here I am. Yeah.
Well, that one, though, you could drive a little more wild than you can in real life.
Next time someone asks you, you know, why you Uber, just be like,
I had a real
respect for taxi drivers.
I used to play this game as a kid, and I just always knew that's what I wanted to do.
I could always get inside the park zone in time.
Yeah. That's why I'm so good at this.
Get a speed bonus.
I am pretty good at parallel parking. I like to I kind of tout my ability to parallel park. I've gotten pretty good at it. Now I do it on purpose every time I see a spot to practice. Because, you know,
you got to stay sharp.
Yeah, you got to stay good. If you're going to be good, you got to be good. Are you good at it? Can you do it?
Yeah.
Cam?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you think you're the only person in here who can
parallel
park?
I feel like I'm better at it than you two are.
Until you've parallel parked at night in the Bronx. Going to a Yankees game while traffic
I've
is there.
I've done it in L.A. going
honking,
to a Dodgers game.
Not the same thing. People in New York are way meaner than L.A.
There's more cars in L.A.
I don't know if that's true or not.
That's way true.
In the Bronx, the streets are pretty crowded, and people honk, and people are mean, and I had to parallel park there.
And they are Italian.
And a Ford Taurus.
That's a pretty long car.
And I got it done. As the streets, I was rattled, because if you miss up one time, A, you're going to lose your spot, and B, people are going to get out and keep honking and be mad at you. Nailed it in one take. Until you've done that, don't come on here touting your parallel parking ability, okay, buddy?
The only thing that you have an advantage on in New York is that the Italians are mean, probably.
Yeah, I know.
But
a lot of pressure.
In L.A., everybody's
and you're in the Bronx.
There are more cars in L.A., though.
That's fine. Traffic's worse. They're not as mean there.
That's true. They are a little more laid back.
It's not scary in the Bronx as it is just cruising around L.A. You parallel parked on Sunset Boulevard. Congratulations. The real mean streets of Sunset Boulevard. You didn't do it in Crenshaw.
It's not as mean as the Bronx.
Until you've done it there, don't come out here talking about parallel parking, okay?
I feel like in the Bronx, all the cars are old. I picture the Bronx still being in the 70s.
I don't know. I was rattled. I didn't look
around.
They all have
the square metal bumpers.
I had tunnel vision. I was just focused on that spot, the two cars.
Hey, get out of the way! Get out of the way, you jerk!
Tennessee tags. What are you doing up here in Tennessee tags?
What are you doing, you redneck? Get out of the way!
But I nailed it.
Was it like that?
I nailed it. I got out.
And then you hopped out and you said, listen here, Guido.
Whoa, y'all. I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah, you can. That's what you said.
That's a racial slur.
You can say that.
I don't know if
Trust
you
me.
Can say that on the radio.
Trust me, you can say
I feel
say
like the Italians do not like that phrase. You're going to get some hot water with the Italian
no,
community.
No, trust me, you can say that one. That's one of the few you can
I
say.
I don't think you can. There was a whole thing on Fox News, I remember, when Jersey Shore was a thing, and they kept calling themselves Guidos, and then everyone's like, you're not allowed to say that. Don't
well,
say
first
that.
First of all, I'm doing a character. I'm doing you in New York, so that makes it okay. You can
well,
say.
Now you're accusing me of saying it. No, I would not say that to
say,
an Italian. Because I remember the conversation built around Jersey Shore on whether or not you could say it. So I don't say it.
So I can impersonate the voice calling you a redneck, though? Why should that be okay? You know what I mean?
Because I don't get offended at redneck. It's all about being offended.
It is weird, though, that we have the double standard with certain words you can say.
No, I mean, I'm sure if we said we don't like being called redneck, we could get it shut down, but I don't think anyone really cares. It's a sense of pride.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you can do – we've talked about this before. You can do the Italian voice and the Irish voice. And, like, there's some you can do, but then if you start trying to do the Asian voice, people are like, whoa. Whoa, that's where we draw the line right there.
Because usually you could trace back some Italian heritage and get by with it.
Yeah, I have Italian heritage.
There you go. I'm part Italian.
My mom's side of the family is Sicilian.
I don't think that's true.
It's true. Dated back to the old country.
Your mom is 100% Sicilian?
Well, no.
50% Sicilian?
No. I mean, it goes back a few generations, but that's where it goes back to.
So what percentage are you?
I tell people I'm from the old country.
Like 3%, 5%?
I'm half Italian, half Irish.
I don't think that's true.
It is true. Dating back, the dad's side of the family, you can see it in the last name. McClure, we like to drink.
I don't think it counts as half and half, though, if it's been diluted.
I like drinking. And I like
spaghetti.
Chicken marsala.
Yeah.
I'm half Italian, half Irish.
I don't think it works that way. You are not 50-50.
Well, no, I mean, there's some other inbreeding, you know, like, inbreeding. I mean, there's some other things. There's a germ in here, you know, there's like
a... You say inbreeding?
Well, not like, no, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, there's like some...
Your eyes are kind of little close together if you look at it.
What are you saying? I was inbreeded? There's like some other...
You said it.
I don't even know what you're talking about. There were some other, you know, there's probably a germ in there.
Your eyes are really close together now that I think about it.
Close together.
Yeah, your eyes are really close together.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
You mean like my nose bridge is too narrow?
Yeah.
No, they are not.
That's a sign of inbreeding.
My eyes are not close together.
They kind of are.
I've seen people whose eyes are too close together. Mine are not.
Yours are kind of close.
I guarantee you, we have the same amount
of... Your head's way bigger, so it's different.
You have a massive head.
You have a bigger one.
You got about an inch and a half between your eyes, and I think I got about the same.
No.
My eyes are not too close together.
No.
That is not true. That is not true.
What size hat you wear fitted?
I don't really.
You never put on the fitted hat?
I don't know. They either have the one, either I get the one size fits all with the elastic in it, or I get the, like this one, it has a strap you can adjust.
Can I see it? I don't want to put your hat on. Never mind.
I mean, my hair's clean. I'm just wearing a hat.
If it'd bother you.
No. Just wearing a hat.
It's a little loose on mine, but not much.
A little loose. Yeah, it looked like it fit just
a little. It was a little loose, but not much.
It looked like it fit pretty close. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, half Italian, half Irish, and so I can say, you know, whatever.
Just go to break. I don't think it works that way.
Congratulations.
All right, got a special event coming up in a couple days. I want Cody to tell you about it. Cam, go ahead and hit the music.
Tomorrow, actually, Wednesday, the OEB Law Turkey Drop is happening. So tomorrow from 3 to 6 at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. Funny how it's a turkey drop at Turkey Creek. Huh?
Yeah, you mentioned that already
yesterday. Well, they're going to give away 150 Thanksgiving turkeys tomorrow. On a first-come, first-served basis, courtesy of our friends at OEB Law. So 150 Thanksgiving turkeys tomorrow. You got to be there, folks. Smoky Mountain Brewery, 3 to 6. The drive will be there. But, you know, whether or not you want to see the drive is up to you. But there are going to be a lot of turkeys there. So go out there. Have a good time. $6 burger day, too. So while you're at Smoky Mountain Brewery, you can support Fan Run Radio there as well by having a burger at Smoky Mountain Brewery. I mean, what? Think about what a good day that'll be. You go in for lunch, right? You have your $6 burger. You can wash it down with a cold Mountain Light or a Cherokee Red Ale. And then you look over at a big just truckload of turkeys. And you can get your Thanksgiving bird right there. And you're going to need it because next week... It's Thanksgiving. It's coming right up.
Yeah, what are our plans for Thanksgiving?
What do you mean?
Like, did you decide if you're going home to Arkansas or not? Or are you going back home?
I'm going to go see my family in Arkansas.
Okay, so yes. I was thinking maybe I'll just cancel that Wednesday show before. I don't know what the station's planning on doing.
Why would we cancel the Wednesday show?
So you could get an early start? Because I feel like I don't... Didn't you get stuck in bad traffic last year?
Oh, yeah, it was horrible.
I'd rather not make you have to drive away to Arkansas Wednesday during, like, the most busiest traffic day.
I mean, it's no problem. I mean, I was planning to do the show Wednesday.
You're also going home, right? Are you going home to Atlanta?
I am.
Yeah. I mean, I'll get home probably by 3 or 4 a.m. I mean, it's no big deal.
If we don't do the Wednesday show, will you just go home on Tuesday instead? Because if you're not going to take advantage of it, then I won't do it. But I'd like to let you go a day early. That way you won't get stuck in traffic.
I mean, I don't want to make you not do a whole show.
It's fine. I could use a day off. I don't, you know.
So you're thinking about just taking the Wednesday?
Well, anyway. Like if you guys need to go, like I'm not. I don't want to have to piece together a show because I do have to piece one together Friday because we'll be at the Petro Fueling Center there.
Yeah, I could drive back on Thursday and then drive back to Arkansas on Saturday.
So maybe we cancel the Wednesday one. You could get back on Friday. Were you being facetious?
Yes, I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
You think I'm gonna drive from Arkansas to do one show? And then drive back to, because I got another Thanksgiving thing Saturday.
Well, I didn't know you had a thing on Saturday, too. So, like, I was missing some context there.
Oh, so you thought
I was thinking
serious.
Maybe you just wanted to spend Wednesday and Thursday. And you're like, you know what? I'm tired of my family.
I don't get to see my family a lot.
I know, but usually when I'm with my family, I'm like, okay, this is enough family time. I need to go.
Yeah, but I only get to see them, usually just Thanksgiving and Christmas. I mean, my dad comes over for games, and, you know, occasionally I'll go in the summer and see, but, You okay. Know, I mean, so I thought.
So you will not be there Friday.
No, I'll probably go home.
Okay.
So we're gonna take the Wednesday show off too. I could get on the road early if we did that.
I was thinking you can get on the road early because I gotta do the Friday show. Like I said, I got to piece together a Friday show because we're doing a live remote.
Yeah, sorry.
So I appreciate you being.
Sorry
there
to leave
for
you
that
hanging.
One. Yeah, I appreciate you being there for that one.
I don't see my family very often.
It's funny, you only want to see them when it's an inconvenience to me.
It's going to be an inconvenience to you. I need 2 whole travel days to see them. I can't help that.
It's funny how that works out.
I try to get them to all move over here, but, that's tough to ask. That's a hard ask.
What do you think about the NFL Thursday schedule? I was looking at the Thanksgiving schedule. Well, that's usually a time of year I like watching football, obviously, with the family. We got Bears at Lions, Bills at Cowboys, Saints at Falcons. So that Saints at Falcons game all of a sudden has a little juice, especially if the Falcons – who do the Falcons got this week, Cam?
The Bucks.
You laugh because you're already penciled in a victory.
Absolutely.
Titans are the Falcons are going to be back to 4-7.
That defense, how long has it been, Cam, since everybody was making fun of the defense all year and they haven't allowed a touchdown?
Ten quarters?
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
They outscored the Saints and Panthers 55-12.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to get back to the playoff, though, right? Like, not, even 9-7's probably not going to be good enough,
yeah,
right?
We
not
would in the NFC. A lot of help, but
that dirty defense is going to they're going to force Jameis into about 5 picks.
Yeah, we got Kyle Allen to throw us 4, so
it does stink because like the in the AFC, you'd have a decent shot, but in the NFC, yeah, like, I mean, the Seattle's got the Eagles this week, Minnesota, yeah. At Rams.
Yeah, Seattle and the Vikings.
At Carolina, Arizona, San Francisco. I mean, there's a chance. Is there a chance?
I mean, Atlanta would have to win out. Like, they'd have to win their next 6 games, right?
I know. I'm looking, though. I guess the Seahawks just really have to win 2 games left to clinch a spot.
Yeah, we need, like, 2 of the teams to lose, like, 5 of their last 7, well, which isn't likely.
Well, could Atlanta not win the division?
No. Like Saints are 8-2.
Yeah.
The Saints would have to
win only 1 game the rest of the year.
Doesn't matter if we go 6-0 in the division. We still don't just, like, win the division.
Okay, because that's what I was thinking. I was thinking the Falcons could win out, and they would be unbeaten in the division, right?
Yeah, they don't take that into account.
Oh, that's
straight record.
Yeah, yeah.
The Saints need two more wins. They got Carolina at Atlanta, San Francisco, Indy at Tennessee, at Carolina. So, I mean,
I feel like if you're undefeated in your division, like, it shouldn't matter what your overall record is because some teams have harder schedules than others.
It is a little unfair sometimes, but the NFL has the most parity. They've got it figured out pretty well, I think, with everybody except the Patriots, who just get to run over their division.
I mean, they can't control who's in that division, though.
No, they can't.
That division was there before they were elite.
I don't think that's true. The division realigned in, like, 2000.
They've always played the Bills and the Jets.
Yeah, but the divisions have changed recently. Or not recently, but, like, 12, 14 years ago. After the Patriots already won a Super Bowl, right? When's the last time the division
changed? I guess
when the Texans became a thing?
I guess they did, but I mean, in that region, that's always been naturally who they play.
There's talk. I mean, there was some progress this weekend, or at least a more informed proposal that the owners are going to give out to the players of a 17-game schedule. 2 bye weeks. Basically, every team would have to play a neutral site game. Is the line of thinking here? Every team would have to go and play either in Brazil or Mexico or somewhere like that.
Brazil?
Yeah. The proposal includes week 1 still beginning after Labor Day and concluding the final Sunday of February, which would really like screw over things like the Oscars and everything in February that the TV people try to do, but would be good for sports fans, right? I mean, I don't like when football ends in early February. Like I get lonely afterwards.
Well, I don't want to miss the Oscars. I don't want the Oscars.
I'd imagine the Oscars would have to go back because they wouldn't want to be competing with the NFL playoffs.
No, I mean, you wouldn't put the Oscars and the Super Bowl up against each other or anything.
When is the Oscars the last Sunday of February?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Either way.
But I always watch it. I don't know when it is, but I always watch it.
The 17th game, the additional game for each club, would be played out of market with a heavy emphasis on key international locales like the United Kingdom, Germany, Mexico, and Brazil.
And with Germany?
and would then open the possibility of having just an 8-game block in London.
London?
Well, they already play in London frequently.
I know. I was just going to say that with a question mark after every place you mentioned.
But they would allow like an 8-game block there where they could, you know, then sell season tickets to people and be like, hey, you're getting a full home slate. You get a different team. Two of them would be Jacksonville games.
Jacksonville?
Yeah, they have a good relationship with
I'd
London.
Rather have foreign games than games in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I think that's more fun.
The London one goes off a lot better than the one in Mexico did last night with the turf, so.
Well, besides the bad field turf, though, the attendance, like there were 70-something thousand there.
It was a good crowd.
I mean, it was a good crowd. Pretty much, it was a pro-Chargers crowd.
Was it?
Just didn't seem to help. Yeah. The Mexican people love the Chargers.
I saw a lot of people rocking Chiefs gear, too.
Well, Kansas City travels well.
Well, I understand that, but I was under the impression it was more like 58-42 Chiefs, because, like, the Chargers said they sold 40,000 of the 87,000 allotted.
The attendance was only 70.
Well, I guess they – I mean, that doesn't mean, I guess, that the Chiefs bought the other ones, but.
I was hearing a different narrative that the Chargers fans love – that the Mexican people love the Chargers.
You think Philip Rivers fans?
Well, no, because that was the kind of the Mexican gateway to the U.S. for football.
San Diego.
Because they were in San Diego. Yeah. And then even L.A., I mean, is full of Mexican-Americans. So there's kind of a connection there between the Chargers and the Mexican people.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Maybe they should just move to Mexico.
Maybe
they
should.
They don't have a fan base in California.
Well, you know if that guy's not going to move to London. He's already said they're not moving to London. He's not moving to Mexico City.
We're not moving to London, damn it, because we're moving to Mexico.
There's no way. He'd just rather not have any fans in L.A.
17-game schedule going to get proposed this offseason to the players. Could be in place by 2021. I said I'd be okay with the 17 games if you got two bye weeks. I really just don't know why they don't stretch out and just do 16 games and two bye weeks and get an extra week of TV money. But it would be a 17-game schedule and then maybe expanding the wild card teams. You get 7 playoff teams instead of 6.
I don't like the 17-game schedule. I don't like an odd number.
I do like the 10-6.
Yeah.
I prefer, like, knowing you got to get to 10-6. That's usually the playoff mark.
Yeah. 12-4 is a really great year. I don't want it to be 12-5.
I don't know.
It needs to be an even number.
You'd get an extra week of football, at least one, and then you would, I guess you'd get an extra 2 weeks of football, TV-wise, right? Because you'd get an extra bye week and then an extra game. So you'd get 2 extra weeks of football, an extra playoff game. Because you'd have 7 teams getting in instead of 6, so then you'd only have 1 team getting a bye in the playoffs, the 1 seed, which would be cool.
What's the problem with the current model?
Well, there's no problem. They just want more money.
Greed. Typical.
Greed. Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio.